Good morning. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Ayin Tes. We left off Ayin Ches Amud Beis, a little bit more than halfway down on the Amud. We had left off at the discussion that we had referenced in the Mishnah yesterday about what happens if you rent a chamor and something happens to the chamor. So we'll see. The halacha will depend on what exactly happens to the chamor. Does the chamor get blind? Is its leg weakened? Does its leg break? In what circumstances does the owner, does the renter of the chamor have to replace the chamor with a substitute? And in what circumstances can the renter simply say, you have to make do with the chamor that I rented to you, with any infirmities that it may have? We'll discuss situation where the chamor is pressed into service of the king, certain distinctions that may obtain in those cases where the chamor is pressed into service of the king. That's going to carry over onto Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. We're going to have on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph the concept of whether Kal Yakarnav, whether we will exhaust the principle of an item or not. So we'll see that on Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. And then continuing on to Ayin Tes Amud Beis, we have more cases sort of along the lines of what we'll start the discussion with, but we have more cases of what happens if you rent a certain thing and that thing is unavailable or becomes unavailable during the rental period. So for example, if you rent a boat to transport some wine and then the boat sinks, so do you have to replace the boat? Do you have to replace the boat or not? Do you have to pay for the part of the trip that you actually took with a boat or not? So again, a lot of the halachas having to do with a rental gone bad. So again, we left off Ayin Ches Amud Beis a little bit more than halfway down on the Amud, six lines before the lines get wide. So Asochar Sachamar Vehivrika. So we'll begin with Asochar Sachamar Vehivrika. If a person rents a chamor and it becomes blind, so says the Gemara, my Hivrika. So what does it mean, Hivrika? So Hakir Targimu Nahorisa. So what it means is that it develops a speck in the eye. So in other words, it's vision impaired, but it can still see a little bit. So Rava Amar Avzekes. Rava says it's the breakage of the legs or the weakening of the legs caused by worms. And what we had said was that if you rent a chamor and the chamor either becomes vision impaired or its legs are weakened on account of this avzekes, then the guy could say, Arei Shel Chalofanecha. The guy could say, listen, you have to make do with this chamor, even though it may be somewhat impaired. And the reason is that because if the chamor is afflicted with these sorts of infirmities, you could still use it, even though it's al yedei adchak, but you could still use it. However, if the animal would literally become blind, or if the animal would literally have a broken leg, in which case it would be unable to walk, in that case he would not be able to say, the renter would not be able to say, oh, just use the chamor, because you've rented a chamor which is totally incapable of being used. Says the Gemara Vayter, Hu damar lehu. There was a person who said, Avzekes b'milsa d'malka, that there are moths in the king's garments. So Amrulay, so they said to him, B'mai, so which garments do you claim there are moths in? Betlei kesef, or betlei zav, in the silver garments or the golden garments? Rashi says silver and gold doesn't really mean silver and gold. Silver means flax, and gold means wool. Most wool was dyed red, therefore it was similar to the hue of gold. And flax is lighter in complexion, and therefore it is compared to silver garments. So they said, oh yeah, which garments did you see the moths in? Were they the flaxen garments or were they the woolen garments? So some said that the report was that the moths were residing in the flaxen garments and therefore they killed the guy on account of this report. Why did they kill him? So they killed him because it is not the derech of moths to infest flaxen garments, and therefore they figured that this fellow was lying, that this fellow was fibbing when he said that the moths had eaten the flaxen garments. And others said that the report was that the moths had infested the woolen garments, and therefore they let the guy live. Why did they let the guy live? So the Mefarshim explained, because the guy was charged with watching the king's garments. Now, for moths to come and eat woolen garments is somewhat predictable, it's somewhat usual, and therefore you couldn't hold the guy accountable necessarily for the moths coming and infesting the woolen garments. However, had he said that they had infested the flaxen garments, that is so uncommon, we would almost view it as a pshia of the watch person had he permitted for the moths to come and infest the flaxen garments. So when he said that they infested only the woolen garments, they accepted the report, and they also absolved him of any liability for it. So says the Gemara now, first wide line, Oshenasis anegaria arbalo areshel chalam hanecha, or if the chamor is pressed into the service of the king, they could say areshel chalam hanecha. You could say, too bad. So Amar Rav, loshonu ela bangaria chozeres, that this halacha only applies by an angaria chozeres, which is ultimately going to return. Aval angaria shena chozeres chayav lahamid lochamar. However, if you rent somebody a donkey, and that donkey is pressed into the service of the king, and the king is not going to return the donkey, then you can't say, no, sorry, hareshal chalaf anecha, you rented a donkey and now you've not provided a donkey to this guy, therefore you would have to replace the donkey. The Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that when we say over here that by angaria chozeres, it is okay, and you could say hareshal chalaf anecha, that's only if you rent the donkey for a specific purpose that is more akin to a kablonus. In other words, you rent the donkey in order to perform a task, and you don't designate a certain time period within which that task must be performed. So if you rent a donkey to transport some items from one place to the next, and you don't say when that transport has to take place, so by an angaria chazeres, you could say a reshal chalav anecha, because it's right now pressed into service of the king. Ultimately, it's going to be released, and when it's released, you'll be able to use the donkey to transport your items from one place to the next. However, says Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, if you rent the donkey in more of a fashion of schir yom, if you rent the donkey for a day, so let's say today is Wednesday, so I'm renting the donkey for the day. And now, today, the king comes and takes the donkey and it's pressed into the service of the king. So then everybody would admit that you can't say Aresha Chalaf Anecha, because it's not like I rented the donkey to perform a certain task. I rented the donkey for the day, and the day in which I want the use of the donkey, I'm unable to use it because it's been pressed into service of the king. So again, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says that this halacha in the Gemara only obtains where you rent it for a specific task and not for a specific time period. Also, that which we say that when it's pressed into the service of the king in an angaria shena chazeres, that you have to replace the donkey, the Ritva says that's only if you rented chamor stam. If you rented a guy a donkey, then if that donkey is unavailable, and it's unavailable because of an angaria shena chazeres, then you have to replace the donkey, make sure that the guy has a donkey to do the work. However, if you rented chamor zu, if you rented this donkey, this specific donkey, and then this specific donkey is unavailable because it's been pressed into the service of the king, then you would not have to replace the donkey because you rented this specific one and no other. So anyway, the Shita of Rav was that you could say Areshel Chalav Anecha only by an Angarya Chazeres. By an Angarya Shena Chazeres, you're not allowed to say it. You have to replace the Chamor. Shmuel Amar Bein Angarya Chazeres, Bein Angarya Shena Chazeres, that whether it's an Angarya Chazeres or Eino Chazeres, in Bederech Halicha Nitla, if it was taken Bederech Halicha, Amar Lo Areshel Chalav Anecha, then you could say Areshel Chalav Anecha. So what does it mean Bederech Halicha? So says Rashi, Shen Angarya Malicha Lederech Shayezerot Elahalech. This guy rented the donkey to go to a certain place. The king pressed the donkey into service, but his men are taking the donkey to that same place. Therefore, since they're both going in the same direction, the guy could say, Hareshel Chalaf Anecha. Tosfos doesn't like this pshat, because Tosfos says, oh, you might be going in the same direction, but let's say if If you rent a donkey because you have to take the donkey to the next town, and the king is also pressing the donkey into service, and the king's men are also headed to the next town, but you needed to take the donkey to the next town because you had to transport some goods to the next town. So you weren't able to use the donkey for what you wanted to do, even though you're going in the same direction. So says Tosfos, why should the fact that you're going in the same direction mitigate your loss? That doesn't do anything. So therefore, Tosfos says, second to last Tosfos on the page, it says, Venira Kaperish Rach, and therefore Tosfos likes the parish of Rabbeinu Chananel, the Mefarish Imbederech Halicha, Shanangarya Ein Mechapsin, Babo. If the men of the king, if the people are not searching in houses for donkeys, that they only steal donkeys, they only carjack donkeys that they find in the on the way, v'hainu derech halichsa, and that's what it means when it says derech halichasa, amar lo maskar reisha chalafanecha. Well, then the masker could say, sorry, too bad, d'matzi amar le mazal chagaram, because he could say, listen, it's your mazal that caused the donkey to be pressed into service. She'ilu aysa b'bayis, because if the donkey was in the house, lo hayani tell us, it wouldn't have been taken. Even if they never return the donkey, it's not like it as if the donkey's dead. Because over here, it's muchach that it was his mazel that caused the donkey to be taken. Why? Because they're only seizing donkeys that are on the road. The only reason that this donkey's on the road is because the guy rented it to transport something from one place to the next. However, if it was taken, not b'derech halichasa, tahainu, and according to Rach, what does this mean? It means shemachapsim gam bebatim, that people are, that they're searching even in the houses for donkeys, sha'ozlo mazolo shel socher garam, now it's not the mazal of the socher that causes it, because even had the donkey been in the house, it would have been seized, then chayv lahamid lo chamaracher, you have to replace the donkey, lasos malachto la'alter, da'afilu chazeres angar yesa chamar lakan, ba'ot shetol chazeroso la'socher, ein lo la'socher l'sakim imlachto, v'lo domi levriko nishtatza. And the Rach says that if the donkey is seized from houses and from the streets, then you can't say it's the mazel of the person who rented the donkey that caused the donkey to be seized, because they would have seized the donkey no matter where it was situated, and therefore you have to replace the donkey even if it's ultimately going to be returned. Why? Because Dafka, you won't have the ability to use the donkey during that time period. So therefore, you would have to replace it. So that's the Machlokas, Rashi, and Rabbeinu Chananel. But so we saw back in the Gemara, we saw the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, where Rav says that by an Angari Chazeres, you can say, Aresha Chalafanecha, by in a Chazeres, you can't. And Shmuel says, whether it's Angari Chazeres or not, if it's B'derech Chalicha, then you say, Aresha Chalafanecha. If it's not, Vim La B'derech Chalicha, Sinit La Chayv Lamed Lo Chamar. So now the Gemara is going to ask a Kasha. So Meisve, Safrek the Gemara, Socher, Sachamar Vavrika, if you rent a chamar out and it becomes vision impaired or it goes a little crazy, then you could say aresha chalafanecha mesa. If it dies, oshenasis anagaria, or if it is pressed into the service of the king, then chayv lamed lo chamar. Then you have to be mamed a chamar. Then you have to give him a replacement chamar. So what do we say over here? If it's pressed into the service of the king, you have to give him a replacement chamar. So bishlam ala rav. I understand according to rav lo kasha. Both brises are talking about different. Well, our Mishnah is talking about by Angaria Chazeres, where it's going to be returned. Therefore, you say Aresha Chalafanecha. The brises is talking about an Angaria Sheina Chazeres, where it's not going to be returned, and therefore you have to replace the donkey. Elul Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, Kasha, it's a Kasha. Why in one case does it say Chayv Lamed Lo Chamor? And in our Mishnah it says Omer Lo Aresha Chalafanecha. Says the Gemara, it's not a Kasha. V'chitem Elul Shmuel Nami Lo Kasha. Kancha B'derech Halichasa Nitla. Kancha Lo B'derech Halichasa Nitla. Shmuel also distinguished between a case where the Angaria was taken B'derech Halicha and where the Angaria was not taken B'derech Halicha. So let's make a distinction on that basis. But from the fact that it says in the Seifa, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Reb Shimon ben Elazar says, "In bederech halichasa nitla, amar lo aresha chalafanecha, v'im lav chayv lahamed lo chamar." From the fact that we bring this distinction down in the name of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, mechlal de l'tanakama lo shani le, that it's apparent that the Tanakama doesn't make this distinction, because if the Tanakama made this distinction too, then Reb Shimon ben Elazar at the end of the brisa wouldn't be adding anything. So Shmuel says, "Lav mi ika." Rav Shimon ben Elazar, the koi kavosi. Well, so Shmuel, wait. Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds like me and my distinction. I know the Amrik, Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So I'm holding like Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The fact that you're going to ask a brisa, the fact that you're going to ask a kasha on Shmuel from a brisa, which says that by an angaria, flat out the halacha is that chayv l'hamid lo chamor, that's not a kasha to me, because in that brisa is the shita of Rav Shimon Elazar, and Rav Shimon Elazar says that it depends whether it's an angarya, whether it was b'derech halichasa or not. So I hold like Rav Shimon Elazar. Yibazima, kula Rav Shimon Elazar he. Or maybe there is no Tanakama and Rav Shimon Elazar in this brisa. The entire brisa is Rav Shimon Elazar. V'chzurim echzor v'achiktani. And there's a little bit of words missing from the brisa. Hasochor sachamar vivrika. If you rent a chamar out and it is blinded or it's vision impaired, or it goes a little nuts, amar lo aresha chalafanecha, meso shenasa sanagarya chayv lamed lo chamar. Ba'med v'ormamur, and when do you have to replace the donkey shelo b'derech alichasa nila? That's only when it was not b'derech alichasa. Avol nitla b'derech alichasa, but if it's nitla b'derech alichasa, amar lo aresha chalafanecha, then you don't have to replace the donkey, you can say aresha chalafanecha. Flipping over finally to today's daf, ayin tesa med aleph, divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Why? Shahaya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Because Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, in bederech halichasa nitla, amar lo aresha chalafanecha, v'im lav chayev lama lo chamar. Says the Gemara now, umi matzas mukmas laka Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Can we really set this brisa up to be following the shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar? Vaktani reisha, it says in the reisha, socher sechamor vivrika, if a guy rents out a donkey and it becomes vision impaired, ocean nishtata, or it becomes a little nuts, amar lo areshal chalafanecha, then you could say areshal chalafanecha, ve'ilu Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, but Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, socher sechamor lirkov olea, if you rent a donkey for the specific purpose not of transporting goods from one place to the next, but to ride on it, vivrika, and it becomes vision impaired, oshenishtatata, or it goes a little crazy, then chayiv lahamid lo chamar, then you have to replace the donkey. So how could you tell me the whole brisa is going like Rav Shimon Elazar? The brisa said, if the donkey is hivrika, then it's fine. Then you could say, aresha chalavanecha. But Rav Shimon Elazar shita is that if the donkey is, that if you rent a donkey, and it's hivrika, then you have to replace the donkey. So says the Gemara, it's not akasha. Amar Rabba Baravuna, lirkavala ashani. Read what Rav Shimon Elazar said. He said, if you rent a donkey out for the purpose of riding on it, and then it becomes a little blind, then you have to replace the donkey. Why? It's different when you ride on the donkey. Why? Because Rashi says, if you're riding on the donkey, obviously you need to make sure that the donkey is very, very stable and can always find its footing. So you're not going to go ride on a donkey where the donkey is vision impaired. You're not going to ride on a donkey where the donkey is a little crazy and is known to act a little erratically, and therefore, if you're riding on it, if you're renting it for the specific purpose of riding on it, then yes, if Ivrika, if it becomes a little vision impaired, then you have to replace the donkey. So Amar Papa, Klei Zechuchis, Kalirka Valea Dami. We had said that the distinction was whether you rent the donkey out for the purpose of transporting goods or riding on it. Now the Gemara says that If Rav Papa says that if you hire the donkey for the purpose of transporting very fragile items, that's as if you're riding on it. Why? Because if you're transporting very fragile items, then again, you can't have the donkey slipping all over the place and you can't have the donkey bumping into things. You need a donkey which is very, very stable and is going to walk in a very predictable path. And a donkey which is vision impaired or a donkey which is a little bit crazy is simply not going to walk in a very predictable path. And therefore, if you rented that sort of donkey either for the purpose of riding on it or for the purpose of transporting fragile items, that is not going to work. You're going to have to replace the donkey. So I'm a Rabba Baravuna. I'm a Rav. Says Rabba Baravuna in the name of Rav. Hasocher sachamor lirkav olea. If a guy rents out a donkey for the purpose of riding on it, umesa lo b'chatzi aderech, and then it dies halfway through the journey, so no sein lo scharo shel chatzi aderech, that he has to pay the renter a fee for half of the journey, vein lo alav ela taromes, and he only has gripes against the renter. So says the Gemara, well, hey chidami, what's this case? Let's say if you rent a donkey to walk from here to Boston and the donkey dies in Hartford and you still need to get to Boston. And the question is, in Hartford, can I find another donkeys? If I can find a replacement donkey to take me the rest of the way to Boston, so why do I have Taromes? I rented a donkey. The donkey died halfway through the journey. Okay, not great fact, but it died. I paid half my fare. I found another donkey to take me the rest of the way to Boston, and now I'm going to pay the other half. So what difference does it make? But and if I didn't find a replacement donkey, then I don't have to pay the renter half of the fare. I rented the donkey to get to Boston. It only got me to Hartford, and then it died. So I don't have to pay anything. So in what situation will I have to pay half the fare, and then I'm going to have a gripe, but no monetary claim against the renter? So says the Gemara, Liolam Deloshkiach Lagure, that really we're dealing with a case where there are no replacement donkeys found that could be rented. Because the renter can say to the person who rented the donkey, is it not the case that had you needed a donkey to take you to Hartford, you would have had to pay money? So even though you originally wanted to go all the way up to Boston, even though you only made it halfway, still you would have to pay for this trip. Tosva says, okay, but you didn't want to go to Hartford. You wanted to go to Boston. So what difference does it make that it got you halfway? Tosva says, well, you're a salesman. You're a traveling salesman, and you want to sell your wares, and we're obviously dealing with a case where you could do your job pretty much as effectively in the place where the donkey took you to than you would have done in the place where you ultimately wanted to get to. Because if we're not talking about a situation where you could do your job in the place where you ultimately got to, then what difference does it make that you got halfway there? You don't want to be there. So says Tosfos, we're obviously dealing with a case where it's no difference to you, where you could accomplish where you are what you want to accomplish in your original intended destination. So says the Gemara Viter. So hey Kedami, but what sort of case are we dealing with? So Yidamar Lechamor Stam. So you're dealing with a case where you rented a donkey and it used the language of Chamor Stam, I'm renting a donkey to take me from here to Boston. So then Hachayv Lahamid Lo Chamor Acher. Then if I rented a donkey stam, not specifically this donkey, but rather any donkey, then the guy has to replace the donkey. And idamar lechamor zeh, if I rented this specific donkey, so then that lacha should be like this. And meish b'deber likach, if the carcass of the dead donkey is valuable enough so that I could sell it and buy a replacement donkey, then yikach, then I should buy a replacement donkey. So what case are we talking about where I don't get a replacement, and therefore I have taromes? So says the Gemara, lo tzricha b'she'im d'me'a likach, that there is not sufficient value in the carcass to buy a replacement donkey. So your kasha is, if I rented the donkey, why don't I get a replacement? So the answer is because I said chamor zeh, not chamor stam. And the halacha is that if there's enough value in the carcass, then I get the replacement donkey, then I buy a replacement donkey. But there wasn't enough value in the carcass. But says the Gemara, emyesh b'demel iskar, yiskar. And if there's enough value in the carcass to rent a replacement donkey, then I should rent a replacement donkey. So basically the kasha is, why don't I rent a replacement donkey? Why are we talking about paying the guy half the schar and taromes? Forget about your taromes, do something about it. Your donkey died halfway, sell the carcass, rent a donkey with the proceeds, and get the rest of the way to where you need it to go. So says the Gemara, Rav Latameh, because you can't rent a donkey with the proceeds of the carcass. Rav Latameh, the Amar, Rav Lo Machlinan Karna, that we don't exhaust the principle. So in other words, what does it mean exhaust the principle? So if the donkey dies, the carcass of the donkey belongs to the balabayas, belongs to the person who rented out the donkey. Now, if you use the proceeds to buy a replacement donkey, then you could go to where you intended to go, and then the donkey goes back to the owner. So you're not exhausting the principal. But if you are selling the carcass of the dead donkey, and then you're only renting another donkey, then when you get to your destination, the rental is going to be over, and you're not going to have anything to show for it. And that's called a case of kalya karna. That's a case where you've exhausted the principle of the owner. So the Itmar, we have this machlokas as follows. The Itmar, halfway down. If a person rents out a chamor and the chamor dies halfway through the journey, so I'm a rav, if you have enough money in the carcass, if the carcass is valuable enough to buy a replacement donkey, then you should buy a replacement donkey. Liskar, if the carcass is valuable enough only to fund a rental of a replacement donkey, al yiskar, then you should not rent a replacement donkey. Shmuel omer af liskar yiskar. And Shmuel says that if the carcass is valuable enough so that it can fund the rental of a replacement, then you should rent a replacement donkey. So b'maika mifli, what are they arguing about? So Rav sofer lo machlin an karna. Rav says that you should not exhaust the principle. Shmuel omer sofer machlin an karna. And Shmuel says that we can exhaust the principle over here. So says the Gemara. The Ritva just points out parenthetically that if you have a choice, according to Shmuel, whether you should do something that's going to cause the principle to be exhausted or that's not going to cause the principle to be exhausted, that lechatchila we should try to behave in a manner that lo machlin an karna, so that the principle is not exhausted. And if you have no choice, you can exhaust the principle. But if you have a choice, either to buy the replacement donkey or to rent a replacement donkey, you should buy the replacement donkey, because then at the end of the journey, at least the owner gets the donkey back. Whereas if you only rent the replacement donkey at the end, the owner has nothing to show for it. So says the Gemara Vayter now. So Meisvei, so the Gemara is going to ask from the following question, which is where you borrow money and you give the lender a tree in an arrangement that's called a mashkanta desura. So what's called a mashkanta desura? So mashkanta desura is where Reuven lent Shimon's money, and Shimon gives Reuven a mashko, and he gives him collateral in the form of a tree. A tree is good collateral because a tree generates peros. So every year, Reuven eats the peros. Now, he's not allowed to lend the money, take the tree, eat the peros, and then get the money back, because that's ribbis. That's what we spent the past couple of weeks not really understanding in Ezo Neshach. So, but over here, if you lend money and you take a mashkon and you eat the peros, and every time you eat peros, you deduct from the principal of the loan, because you're effectively getting repaid through the peros, that's called a mashkanta desura. And when you've eaten enough peros so that the balance of the loan is reduced all the way to zero, then you return the mashkon. So we're talking about a mashkanta desura. So Meisvei, so frak the Gemara like this. Yave she'ilam, let's say you get a tree as a mashkon, but then it dries up, oniktas, or then it's chopped down. So shneim asurim bo, they're both the malva and the lova are usher to do anything to the tree. So ketzad yase, so what should you do with a tree? Yilkach bo karka, that you should buy karka, you should buy replacement karka with the value of the tree, v'uochel peros, and then the malve can eat the peros. V'hacha, I over here, kivan dechamati yovel, kahadra ara lamara, v'chakalya karna, I over here, when you buy the replacement karka, what's going to happen? So right now, you bought the karka, but the halacha is that all mechira is chozer b'yovel. Any purchased karka goes back to its original owner by yovel. So even though right now you're buying the karka, right now you bought the karka, and the malve again is using the karka as a mashkanta desura, the love, who originally put up the karka as the mashkon, is not going to get the karka back, because ultimately there's going to be a yovel, and the karka is going to go back to the original owner. So, well, you sold it for 60 years. And Tosfos says, okay, so what if he sold it for 60 years? Tosfos says, it's like, when a company rents a piece of property on a 99-year lease, you basically treat it as if it's purchased, because the lease is so long, you don't even assume that it's ever going to go back. So if you sell it for 60 years, it's so far down the road, maybe we don't consider it to be a case of kalya karna. How do you know? Now, furthermore, now if I sell it for 60 years, it's not going to go back to the original owner by Yovel. Why not? Because it says, the land should not be sold for posterity, forever. So, Misha ain't Sham Yovel Nimtzetzes. When does Yovel come and break the sale and cause the item to be returned to its original owner? That's only when, in the absence of Yovel, it would never be returned to to the original owner. Yesham Yovel Einanim Tzetzes. Yotzazu Sha'afal Pish Yesham Yovel Einanim Tzetzes. That it comes to include a case where you sell the land for a specific term, because in that situation, even without Yovel, it wouldn't be a sale forever, because even if it doesn't go back by Yovel, it's going to go back at the end of the designated term. And therefore, if you sell it for 60 years again, it doesn't go back by Yovel. And I might think, says Tosfos, I might think that because it's such a long-term sale, that's not considered to be a case of Kal Yakarna. So says the Gemara, but sof, l'chimatu shisen shanen kahadra ara lamara, v'chakal yakarna, that at the end of 60 years, it is going to go back to the rightful owner, and therefore you are going to have exhausted the principle of the love. Because the love contributed karka, the tree, that tree is no longer viable. You sell the tree, with the proceeds of the tree, you're buying karka, but the karka is not going to revert to the love permanently. Ultimately, it's going to go back to the original owner. So that's a problem of kal yakarna. Says the Gemara, Elacha b'mayaskina b'zman she'ina yovel noig. So we're talking about a case where ain't a yovel noig. So you ask the kasha, how could you buy replacement karka eventually when yovel comes, it's going to go back to the original owner? It's never going to go back to the original owner because we're not noig yovel. So achanami mistabra, and it's also mistabra that it's a time. And of course, we're only noig yovel when rov yoshve aleh, when most of Klal Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. So we're talking about a case where we're not noeg yovel. Zachanami mistabra, dis al kadaitach bezman shayovel noeg, umachlina karna, because if you wanted to say that we're dealing with a case when yovel is noeg, and therefore, no matter what you do with the proceeds of the tree, even if you buy replacement karka, ultimately it's going to exhaust the keren, because ultimately that tree, the replacement karka is going to go back to its original owner by yovel. So in that case, so you could just chop the branches and take money and just deal with it that way. You know, why are we so nervous about exhausting the principle of the owner if ultimately the principle is going to be exhausted anyway, because ultimately there's going to be a yovel? Says the Gemara, Na'imi Shemal lo kasha, Zimnin Deshalmu, Shanim Shnei Mashkanta, Mekame Yovel, Inami Demotele Zuza, Yiparikle, Arba Vachamishana, Mekame Yovel. Now you can't ask the kasha from this, if it's going to go back anyway to the original owner by Yovel, so why don't we just cut the charade and chop up the tree now? Now, because if you chop up the tree now, then I know right now I'm destroying the principle of the owner. I'm destroying the principle of the love. However, if we use the sale proceeds, if we sell the tree, use the proceeds to buy land, well, yeah, it is true the love is not going to get to use that land forever. However, maybe he's going to repay the loan early. Maybe the mashkon, maybe the payros are going to cause the loan balance to be reduced to zero a certain number of years before yovel, and at least the love will have the ability to use the field for a significant period of time before yovel. So it's better for the love if we sell the tree and buy replacement lands with the replacement land with the proceeds of the tree, and wherever we can attempt to preserve the principle, we should do so to the best of our ability. Says the Gemara Vayter, four lines up from the bottom of the Yoma. Tan Rabbanan Asokar Sasfina. So forget about a donkey now. Now we're talking about a boat. Asokar Sasfina, if a person rents out a boat, V'tavala b'chatzia derech, and it is sailing somewhere, and it sinks halfway through the trip. Rav Nosson Omer, Rav Nosson lo yitol v'im lo Nosson lo yitain. That if the person who rented the boat hasn't paid already, then he can't get his money back. But if he hasn't paid the balabayas, then he shouldn't pay the balabayas. Says the Gemara, well, hey, chidami. So what are we talking about here? This is strange advice. So, ilema besfina zu v'yayin stam. Let's say we're dealing with a case where the guy rented a boat for the purpose of transporting his wine. So let's say he rented this specific boat for the purpose of transporting wine, generally his wine. So im nasan, if he already paid amai lo yitol, why can't he get his money back? Namalei, the lechora, the person who rented the item has a very good taina. Namalei havli sfinta da no mai sina chamra. Let the guy say, well, give me the boat because I contracted for the rental of a boat to transport wine stam. Now, even though the wine that was cargo on the boat sank, it's now in the bottom of the river, I could still fulfill my end of the bargain because I said that I wanted to transport stam wine. I have other wine in my house that I could transport. So you give me your boat and let me transport my wine. obviously the guy's not going to be able to give him the boat because he rented Sfina Zua and that boat's on the bottom of the river. And because the renter can't, the Balabayas can't satisfy his end of the bargain, why should he get paid? And why shouldn't the renter be able to get his money back? Why shouldn't the guy be able to get his money back? So Ella Bisfina Stam V'yayin Zeh. So what then are we talking about? We're talking about a case where the guy rented Stam a boat to transport this wine. Sim Nasan Imlo Nasan Amay Lo Yiten. So why does the Brisa say then that if he hasn't yet paid, then he shouldn't pay, then he doesn't have to pay? Namale, let the Balasfina say, Havli Ahu Chamra, you rented a boat from me in order to transport this wine. If you provide this wine, Vanamaisina Sfinta, I'll get you a replacement boat. So why doesn't the Balayayan have to pay? Samrapapa Lomishkachasla Ela Bisfina Zuvayayan Zeh. That we only find this sort of stalemate where if you already paid, then you can't get the money back. But if you haven't yet paid, then you don't have to pay. Where the guy rented this specific boat to take this specific wine, where they both come to each other with a very strong taina. They'll both play a game of chicken and threaten, oh, well, if I give you a replacement, then you know, you'll be able to do your thing. You'll be able to do what you wanted to do. But in fact, none of them will be able to do what they wanted to do because the guy rented this boat to take this wine. And this boat and this wine are never going to come back because they're now both on the bottom of the river. So therefore, everybody's at a stalemate. They both have equally strong tainas. If you already paid, you can't get your money back. But if you haven't yet paid, you don't have to pay for the Sfina. Says the Gemara then a little bit weiter. The last sort of permutation here is Aval Besfina Stam, the Yayin Stam Cholkin. However, if they rented a Stam boat to take Stam wine, then the halacha is Yachloku. Then the halacha is you have to divide. Because they both have equally weak tainas. They could both say, oh, give me your replacement and I'll go the rest of the way because we weren't locked into this specific boat or this specific wine. Says the Gemara Vayter, Tana Rabbanan, Asokar Sasfina, if a guy rents out a ship, a boat, and unloads it halfway through the journey, no sin l'schoro shalchatzi aderech, so he only has to pay for half the journey, vein lo elav ela taromos, and the balasfina only has taromos on him. Says the Gemara, hey chidami, what sort of case is this? What happened here? So ilema de kamishkach lagra, if the balasfina can rent the boat out to somebody else, samayas le taromos, so why does he have taromos against the guy at all? Vidalo kamishkach lagore, and if there is nobody else to rent out the boat to, so kuliagra boy lishlume. So then, what ain lo lavela taromes? The balasfina thought that he was renting out his boat for $100 to do a certain thing. It turns out that the guy who rented it only wanted $50 worth of services, but he contracted to rent out for $100. So why does the fellow who rented the boat not have to pay the balasfina the full fare? So says the Gemara, Liolam de Kav Mishkach Lagore. Really, he could rent it out to somebody else. Ela Amai Islay Taromes. So in that case, if he can rent it out to somebody else, so let him rent it out to somebody else. So he got the $50 for this trip. He can rent it out to somebody else for another $50. That gets him to his full 100. So what does he have Taromes against anybody? Amai Islay Taromes. Says the Gemara, Mishram Rifsasa Disfinta, because of the weakening of the ship. In other words, for the ship gets a little weaker the more often it is loaded and unloaded. And because he thought he was renting for a longer journey, he thought there would be fewer times when the boat's loaded and unloaded, and therefore it's causing the weakening of the ship. But that doesn't give rise to a monetary claim, it only gives rise to a romes. Says the Gemara, Iachi tanasa ma'al yisahu umamonis ligabe. If there really is a claim for weakening of the ship, then he should assert a monetary claim against the person who rented the ship for the weakening of the ship. That's a damages claim. So why do you talk about taromes? Taromes is a gripe. It's like, oh, I don't have any real taina against you, but I have a colloquial taina against you, but I have a gripe against you. Says the Gemara, Elamai Parka. So what does it mean, parka b'chatzi aderech? It doesn't mean that he unloaded. It means the parka letune begave. He loaded additional cargo onto the boat halfway through the trip. So in that case, says the Gemara, elamai taromes. So in that case, why does the guy have taromes at all? So he hired the boat to take him to a certain place. He loaded cargo in the beginning. He loaded more cargo in the middle. What's the difference here? So says the Gemara, mishamshin, elamai, elamai taromes. So why is there taromes? It's a es mishum shina daita. A, because the guy changed his mind, so the renter is just annoyed. The balasfina is just annoyed. Inami lish liseira. Or it's needed for the extra rope. What's the extra rope? So Rashi explains that they used to guide the ships, the boats, into the center of the river to make sure that it would stay away from the riverbed where it was a little bit more shallow. This ship, because it was laden with more cargo, would be more prone to get stuck in the river, in the riverbed, in the riverbanks, in the side of the river, and therefore they needed extra strong rope to guide the ship and keep it in the center. And because the balasfina had to now use his extra strong rope, that's why he could have taromes. So we'll conclude here today. Tomorrow we'll pick up with a discussion of when a person rents a chamor, how much, many provisions each person is entitled to load onto the donkey.